Make some noise right now!
Enter! Podcast and Chill Network in association with Grandeur presents the Road to 1 Million Subscribers event on the 30th of July 2023 at Sunbet Arena in Pretoria. Lineup includes Kabza De Small, Makazi, Musa Keys, Mpop Pops, Celestine Dooley, Eugene Koza, and Robert Boy. This fun-filled event will include comedy, music performances, as well as a live audience conversation with Mac G, Sol Penduka, and the Ghost Lady. Tickets are now available on Quicket from 295 rands. Doors open at 6 p.m. Food and drinks sold at the venue. Come and join a milestone celebration of Black excellence with Podcast and Chill Network.
Oh yeah, Pika.
I'm so confused.
Kanye, people know your voice and it's written Kanye. Yeah, like, chillers are not stupid.
I'm so confused.
Are you going to deny?
And please explain Boxing Day. Musango, how did that come about?
Musangano.
I don't really know the history how that come about.
Let's go now. Bro, I realized yesterday, I started piano talk. Huh? I started piano. I kid you not, guys. I never realized that. There's no vendor in the national anthem.
We don't know.
At least hen something, you know, at the end or casual. Hey, Ghost Lady, how does it feel to be famous?
Dalufuna.
I'm still not even famous. I don't know. Apparently someone is
famous. But you're a quarter of a way towards your goal.
No, not at all.
But you've made the first step.
Well, you know what? I think Ghost Lady has trained it before. So it wasn't the first time. I think this was just on another bigger scale though.
No, but you've been unmasked essentially.
By Kanjan.
You've trained it before, but not for the unmasking of you.
The unmasking?
And the full confirmation of you or of your identity.
Well, is it?
What did you train it? She said like something that's typically Ghost Lady. Now. Yes. What she said? True. Now. Yes. Come on. Doesn't get more Ghost Lady than that. Yeah, now. True. Now. I'm like, God. Just like, you can tell it was planned.
How?
Now. True.
Now. True. No, soon. Now.
Did she say, when is daddy coming home or something?
Soon. Now.
Who was that? So there's one of the ladies.
She agreed to this thing of being a ghosty Nganamalu podcast when everybody was still broke. Man, you want to make that? People tell him a blowjob. She's like, now, when am I gonna shine?
Wow.
I'm sure now we have to figure it.
Now.
Oh yeah, Pika.
I'm so confused.
Kanye, people know your voice and it's written Kanye. Yeah, like, chillers are not stupid.
I'm so confused.
Are you going to deny?
I am so confused, honestly.
Why did you ask them to change your name? Like, Red Mbali or something?
I have no idea.
It's fame, Baba. It's fame. Katele. This is not what you signed up for. You thought the podcast just had 100 subscribers. Now it's 1 million.
They were close to writing Kanye in brackets podcast in here.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Sunana. Queen is ignoring my mentions with Twitter. Hey, this is her, right? And you want to settle it? Yeah. Who to?
How did you feel waking up and you were trending, bro?
No, obviously, so they told me the Ghost Lady is trending. I'm checking. And then this thing dragged on the whole day. I don't understand.
Did you read the comments?
No. Eh. I didn't care. I was just like, this always happens, guys. This always happens.
But you knew this would happen because of like, it's Real Housewives. All Real Housewives shows get a lot of attention, especially initially.
Which ones?
Oh, Real Housewives.
Yeah, to the people who watch them, it's trends and it gets all the attention.
I'm not jealous.
I thought you'd be happy. Like, okay, it has happened.
Aye, guys. Nah, I won't accept things that I do not know.
Did you have a word with her and said, you, this thing of yours must fucking move it in the pot before you want to be famous? Now I need this. How much you want more money? Okay, I'll sign more money. Remain unknown.
No, I wanted to be famous, dog. We can't be the only ones taking pictures. Eh? You know she's got the nice
life. I know. So if you're famous, I was happy when I saw you on TV because I'm thinking, oh, great, now we can drop the Tower Pesta episode. We all die. We're all going to get shot. Not just me, not just you. We're all going to get shot. And you know what I mean? Come on now. You know, open up the industry. Then we'll get a new ghost lady. You'll sit here.
Yeah. You can sit here now.
We'll open up the industry. We'll get a new ghost lady.
Get a new ghost lady.
And same. Some chillers are really hurt. They're like, you stole the imagination away from them. Because now they were happy with the image of you they had. I mean, they say you're beautiful and cute, which is true. But a lot of them are saying they were okay. They enjoyed the enigma of Ghost Lady, the facelessness of her. They enjoyed it.
I think now she still
you've taken that away from her.
You took that away from the chillers.
No. All I'm saying is that... No! Hi, guys.
Okay, but...
You're throwing people off. Okay.
You planned this thing. We must have a funeral for Ghost Lady. Print the birth certificate. What's the first date she was on? Date of birth, date of death. What did that thing fly? June 2023. Hey. Cause of death, fame. Wanting to be famous. Stamp, Department of Home Affairs. Department of Podcast Affairs. You know, it's time, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. So Panduka's here. Black Studios here. Dudu's here. Kanye's here. No longer the Ghost Lady.
No, it's Ghost Lady here. I don't know anything.
Kanye from Real Housewives of October. Episode 1. She's here. Now. She'll be sitting here now. Soon. Bring her chain. This might as well.
Zimpiwa is here. Fat Checker is here. So we got to make some calls, bro. Remember last week we were giving away in partnership with In The Mix Lounge. We were giving away 2 double tickets to a chiller who bought tickets for the Sunbed Arena event happening 30th July.
Beautiful.
So each ticket is worth 3,900 rand.
Damn. And they're going to be getting it.
I mean, I said it last week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Damn, that's a lot, man.
So let's call some winners, man. Yeah, man. How many Durban Julys have you done, bro?
How many Durban Julys have I done? None.
This is your first one?
Yeah.
For real?
It's your first time.
Wow.
Durban July kind of person. I mean, but if I'm there for work, yeah, let's rock and roll.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. I'm there for work this year, yeah. How many have you done?
None.
You're famous.
I'm not in the industry.
Don't worry, you're famous. No. You're in the industry now. You're famous now. You'll do a lot of
things. You're glad so. I'll not be attending no Durban July. Never. Now, soon.
Are you going to be taking gigs now?
No.
Yes.
For what?
Yes. Yeah, I'll teach you how to DJ.
No.
Then you'll do a lot of Durban Julys in your first few sets.
Soon.
Oh, God.
It's cold.
That was such a you thing to say.
Bro, and you spoke for like 10 seconds, but
yes,
your voice
but
is
it
so...
Yes, but a giveaway.
How does it give away?
You've got the most famous voice in South Africa, literally. I mean, without a face, it's the most famous. More famous than radio DJs. Now, here you are. Face. Now, soon. Now, at least, okay. At least it's over relieved. You know, it's going to be 2 house income now. 2 income household now. When you're famous and gigging and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Are you one of those wives that money is your money? You don't spend it in the family?
No. How many times have I been spoiling them with podcast money?
Hey.
For real?
Yeah.
Hey.
Man, no one wants these tickets, bro. This is the third person I'm calling now. Okay, let me call another one.
So we're calling the winners.
Yeah, so I've called 3 already.
It's a long weekend.
They aren't about drinking.
It's a long weekend.
Oh, yes. You're right, man. Okay, let's try this one now. Eh? Ghost lady, answer the ask.
No, I get it. They were trying to say that I'm some housewife there who stays in Centurion also.
What are you saying?
What is
that? The expedite guy, the ANC guy, youth league guy.
Ah, not that guy. Ooh,
what are you talking about?
Clear. What?
Ah, I want to change the subject.
Okay, hello, hello, hello. Enda, hello.
Yes, there's a winner.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, King?
Good, how are you?
Good, man. You live on Podcast and Chill. Sol is here. Kanye is here.
No way.
Congratulations, yeah, man. You've won yourself 2 double tickets to join us at the In The Mix Lounge Marquee at the Durban July.
Wow, bro. Congrats, dog. How do you feel, man?
Shout out.
What's your name, man? Where are you from, bro?
Paul. I'm from Bootis, Kasia Manyora, but I'm based in Elim in Venda now.
Oh, nice, man. Is this your first Durban July?
Come on. This will be my first Durban July. Plus, let's go test if Lord tells me other.
Okay, but you do know that you have to get yourself to Durban, eh? This is just for the marquee, eh?
Oh, this is just for the marquee.
Yeah.
I know, Mara, this is at least incentive. I can at least go there knowing that I'm VIP of something.
Ah, so nice. And then Sunbed Arena, you coming? We're going to see you there, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm at working. It's 80 something. So I'll be close up a little bit, but I'll be watching out with my girl.
Nice one. So let's say it's 30th July. We're at Sunbed Arena. What question would you ask Saul?
What question would I ask Saul? That's a tough one.
Oh, it's just a question, dog.
When you dropping the album, dog?
Wow.
Soon.
I'm dropping it in July. Now, soon.
Okay, what question do you have for Kanye?
Oh, wow.
Ghost lady, what do you feel about the challenger and Karawa Tutumela on front of the camera?
Karika Tutumela, as in Gyasaba. Yeah. Like, I'm not make sure.
She's no longer a ghost.
Ah, guys, what can you say? It's good life.
Yeah.
Soon, now.
Umpo, congratulations once again. We'll see you in July. We'll see you at Sunbed Arena, right, my dog?
Yeah, thanks.
Nice one, bro.
And now this week, right? Listen to this one, man. Fuck, I wish I was a chiller. So this week, if you buy a ticket to Sunbed Arena, guess what we're giving away?
Mm. What?
A fucking iPad.
An iPad?
Yeah.
An iPad?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I need one.
Yeah. So if you buy a ticket this week, you can stand a chance to win an iPad.
Oh, no.
Beautiful. Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
So should we just reveal you at Sunbed Arena once?
No.
Nah.
Okay. Ngalubuza, please answer honestly. How many more times are we going to see you on the Real Housewives of Joburg?
I'm going to get a cast member. So?
Oh, you're a cast member. Oh, then might as well reveal you now then.
It's a cast member.
Then we might as well reveal you.
And it's about, one of the Real Housewives, right? Yeah. One of the wives, you right?
Mm.
No,
I'm confused. Which one? Yes, it's the housewife who stays in Centurion, Angiti, who's from Durban, Angiti. So, which one are we talking about? So I'm gonna get cast member.
Yeah.
So tell us about your plans now, like when you're unmasked. You know,
what are you dropping? Perfume.
Yes. Are you dropping radio? Like, are you hosting a TV show? What do you want to do?
At this rate, I'm watching to see what happens. Like, I want to see this unfold. Like, I want to see.
What do you want to see?
This housewife who I'm being compared to.
You know. Dude, come on, Kanye. We're not stupid, man. Like,
dude, I'm confused, guys. Can't do bani.
Anyway, let's move on. Can I tell you a crazy story, right?
Thank you.
So I'm driving, eh? I'm like, fuck, wouldn't it be dope to interview Elon Musk's father? Because he stays in SA, he's in Cape Town.
Oh.
And he's got a wild story, bro. Like, he was in the army, I think. And some a while back, like, they broke into his house and he actually killed someone. Like, he's got a wild story. Like, he used to beat up Elon Musk's mother. Yo. So I'm like, fuck, that's content. You know what I mean?
Uh-uh.
So I'm like, okay, cool. Who do I know that might have Elon Musk's father's number?
Uh-huh.
I went. So I go through my contacts. I'm like, fuck, who? I'm like, Reb Hesov, right? Uh-huh. So I hit up Reb Hesov, ne? I'm like, yo, Rob. Yeah, Rob Hesov, the guy we interviewed, the billionaire.
You said Reb.
You said Reb.
Did I say Reb?
Yeah, you said Reb.
Oh, excuse. Rob Hesov.
Okay.
Rob. So I WhatsApp him. I'm like, yo, Rob, do you know someone that might have Elon Musk's dad's number? Guess what he does? He sent me Elon Musk's number.
Oh, shit, let's call him. Oh, let's call Musk.
I got Musk's number, bro, and his email.
Let's call him.
It doesn't work when I call, dog. I tried that already.
What do you mean it doesn't work when you call?
I don't know, man. It's an American number. I don't know. Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's buy airtime and call it.
I've got airtime. Look, check. There's the number.
You have reached your call limit.
Damn, bro.
Even his personal email.
It is. So when you call it, what happens?
I call it. Call it there. Because it's connected to the roadcaster. Call it. It doesn't go through.
I'm sending it to myself. No, I literally am.
I love your honesty, Saul. I love your honesty.
So I sent him an email to his private mail to ask him if he can be on the podcast. Because I'm in America next week. So if he says yes, then we do.
Imagine.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Are you calling? It doesn't go through when I call.
So you mean he blocked you already? It's a pre-block.
And his card balance is low. Recharge, please.
130*321# and follow the easy steps.
There's no way I've got no airtime. I'm on contract, bro.
Told you.
Why are you on contract?
It's like 3 minutes and whatnot.
They're not free.
Mm. You pay for them.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what they told you?
Oh,
what?
I don't have time.
Okay, you call. I can send the number. You call from your phone. Penduk.
Airtime balance is low.
Okay, call from you.
I told you.
Who called him up at the long this month? Did someone not get paid this month? Kuluman, now's the time.
Okay, try calling from your phone.
I don't have my phone, my calling phone here.
Yeah.
I don't call from this phone.
Yeah.
I don't have my calling phone here.
But crazy, right?
Yeah, damn wild, eh?
Yeah, so I sent him an email. Hopefully you respond, man. But you're on Twitter, bro. Why don't you tweet him? Because he's very active on Twitter.
How many people tweet him? You can imagine Elon Musk's mentions on a daily basis. It's like over 1,000 mentions, possibly, or 10,000 mentions.
But if you get the chillers to tweet him, maybe he'll respond to the email. He's calling.
Yo.
Answer.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
Exactly, I knew it.
Yeah, let's call him, man. Let's have him on the
show. I don't know who this is. Hello? Hey, hold on. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good. I got a missed call. It's a robotic.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to call you because we're trying to give you tickets to Durban July, but you didn't answer.
Sorry. Snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
This is Podcast and Chill.
Yeah, you're live on Podcast and Chill, yeah?
Hi, Saul. Hi, Ghost Lady.
Hello.
Hi,
Victor.
Hey, you had one ticket, but we called somebody else.
Come again?
You had one ticket, but we called somebody else and we gave them away already.
Oh, okay. No problem. Cool.
We'll see you at Sunbed, ne?
Yes.
All right, cool. Cheers.
Cool, thanks. Cheers.
Anyway, what's been going on, guys?
Kanye? What's been going on?
So, Kanye Vell.
You've always been. But, well, it was fun calling you Kanye because people, like, calling you Kanye, there was no proof of your identity. You see, now there is. So, before it was fine to call you Kanye because we've always called you Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, don't
call me Kanye. Did you guys feel the earthquake?
No, I was sleeping.
You guys felt it?
Yeah. In Pretoria.
In Kempton
Park. What were you doing in Kempton Park?
At Empress Palace.
At Empress Palace.
Oh, during that,
at Pop's thing.
Yeah, Pop.
All right, well, guys, it happened at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, we're all there.
Oh, you're at the club?
Yes.
Or after party? There's a club in Kempton Park.
Empress Palace.
Oh, yes. That's where we had our matric dance, actually. It was to be called Monsoon Lagoon, I think. Yeah, our matric dance, yeah.
So you didn't feel shit?
No, I didn't feel shit.
You were at the club?
I was there. No, we just had left. I think this happened while we were driving. Because it happened literally, I think we were probably on the R21. Driving back to...
I was in Polokwane. I didn't feel shit, man.
So Polokwane, yeah.
Yeah, but you're far.
What happened?
You were driving. How was that earthquake while driving?
No, we never felt anything. So I think maybe that's why. We never felt anything. Because we arrived home, I think at about... must have been like 12.
Yes,
No.
Yes. 3 a.m.
Yeah, so it definitely occurred when you're driving. Yeah.
And you felt, Checker, you felt it? Like, what happened?
Now, please answer.
What happened now?
Oh, yeah, Kempton Park is close to Boxburg, so I can imagine.
So what, when it happened, right, everyone was like, oh, what's happening? And there was a guy from, well, he stays outside. A guy's like, ah, just relax. This is Kempton Park. The plane is Lindy. So we were like, oh,
the plane is Lindy.
So we thought that the plane was landing until in the morning we saw it trending and like, hey, that was an earthquake.
How did it feel? Like, what happened?
No,
your drink fall off the edge of the table?
Not that massive. We just you could sense that, you know, something is moving, but it didn't break any glasses or no.
There's no hectic movement.
Nah.
Ah, it's pop,
man. What's pop?
Nah. Yeah, because me, I saw it on, I woke up in the morning, I'm on my phone, I haven't left my bedroom, and I'm like, earthquake, I'm thinking when I go outside, not outside, but out the bedroom, my TV is going to be on the floor.
Yeah.
Bricks is going to be like, you know, moved, and things will be like, disorientated, but everything was intact in place. I was like, there's no fuss.
Have you been following what's happening in Poland? Those journalists getting stuck there.
Yeah, the president. I don't know why African leaders are trying to make their way to Ukraine and Russia to try...
Like peace talks.
Talk some peace into them. And I'm like, dude, like, we're Africans. No one fucking listens to us.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody gives a fuck. Like, who are you going to tell Putin to stop bombing, you know, Ukraine? Like, who the fuck do you think you are? And now they went there and there's some situation in Poland. I haven't been keeping any updates on it. But
oh, Dudu knows. Please
Poland.
Break it down. Dudu broke it down so nicely. Just grab a mic there, Dudu.
Dudu.
Yeah. You're the last ghost lady alive.
Yeah, well, she's not.
Oh, Konja, they thought she was ghost lady.
Yeah, they here in the fact check out trend on Twitter as well. Like, still, I'm not a tiny fan, you know, to be a ghost, a proper ghost.
No, we don't like fame. Someone took our pictures from somewhere and just posted them there.
So you're still keen to be the ghost lady?
No. I don't want to be a ghost lady.
We sound alike.
They do say we do sound alike. My voice is just slightly deeper, I believe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But yeah, on to the more serious topic. I think it's the most trending topic at the moment, the biggest, because our president traveled to Ukraine to facilitate peace talks. You know that there's an issue between Russia and Ukraine.
Yes.
So the reason why our president, our journalists, and of course his security personnel were traveling, it was just so he can get...
Yeah, this motherfucker sent Elon Musk's number. He did. He wasn't lying.
Yeah, I sent it to myself. Yeah.
What, did you find it on Truecaller?
No, I'm trying to call some girl or the journalist, so I see on WhatsApp, Saul sent the number.
Well done, Saul.
He wasn't lying. Yeah, so they got, journalists were not allowed to move from Poland because Poland is the place where they were, is it like connecting when you want to get to?
Yeah, but only because Ukraine, remember they're bombing Ukraine, so they can't fly straight to Ukraine.
Exactly.
And then they needed, I think Italy didn't have airspace because you can't just fly into a country. You need approval and they need to give you access to their airspace. Otherwise, they'll bomb the shit out of you.
But because he's the president, those things get arranged
prior to all of this. Yes.
So you don't just arrange it as he's moving. It's arranged prior to that.
Yeah.
So we would expect for the you know, the flights and the travels to be seamless because it's a president. But then our journalists were stuck in a plane for more than 24 hours, as well as our president's security personnel. They were also stuck there in the plane. Mm. Our president got to travel. They said he traveled by train.
Yes, he did travel by train. So, but that's not... Okay, that is weird. But remember, in Europe, trains, you can travel into...
They're safe as well, you know. But how does a president travel without their security personnel? Mm. It's a whole president. You know, but anyway, we're going to talk to a journalist, yes. Samkele Maseko. He is one of the journalists that was traveling with the president. They were supposed to be reporting on this story as it's happening, but they're still stuck in Poland at the moment. So he's going to give us more detail, I suppose.
Hey, Samkele, how are you, my brother?
I'm good, my man. I'm going on SABC now. You guys are late. You guys are thingy, 4 o'clock.
Yeah. So how much time do you have for us?
Literally, I'm going on air at 5:05.
Okay, cool. No, just let's do it quickly. What's going on? You're in Poland right now, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on? Just brief us a bit and just explain to us.
No, we are in Poland. We are at the hotel. Some are out and about in the city. We've been taken out of the plane since yesterday afternoon. So we are going about our ordinary lives. We're not covering the peace mission anymore because we couldn't go to Russia. Practically, this was happening.
So why were you guys held there for 24 hours? Do you know?
We were essentially held for 24 hours because there were issues being flagged when it comes to South Africa's weapons that they were carrying for those who protect their President Ramaphosa and the Polish government was alleging that South Africa had some explosives, had some heavy machinery and weapons that are not allowed within Polish soil, and that the inventory that they find, those particular tools of trade or weapons, were not put in that inventory, and also that there were particular individuals on the flight that the Polish government was not alerted of. Mm. There was a diplomatic standoff on issues and allegations of what South Africa had in the weapon, which dates back to the allegations that South Africa funded or gave Russia weapons through Lady R, that dog in the Western Cape, but also it's a diplomatic war with Poland being perceived as very close to the American government and South Africa having a rather cozy relationship with the Russian government.
So, okay, I get the fact that, I mean, they wouldn't allow the weapons into the country and all, and the presidential staff and his security detail, but on what grounds couldn't they let you guys, you know, proceed with your business as journalists?
They were judging everyone on the basis that it's a crew, that it's all coming together, that you can't take other individuals and leave other individuals. So we were all clapped up as one. And they were not particularly sure who were the individuals in the aircraft. They weren't sure who the journalist, who's not a journalist. As much as they had that information on paper through the visa application, but they decided that they're going to club everyone at once because the cargo that was in the aircraft belonged to the Russian government, and particularly the weapons they reached the Russian government, and not to particular individuals whom were assigned to those particular tools of trade, whom are protecting President Ramaphosa and whom are members of the task force or the special forces.
And wasn't it strange that the president left without his security detail?
The president had security detail. It was a matter of the security detail being beefed up. The president never goes anywhere without the security. So on the inquiry that he was traveling in, he had about 10 to 15 security bodyguards. There was an advanced team that was already on the ground in Ukraine that was protecting President Ramaphosa. There is a team that is already on the ground in Russia where he's currently at, and as well, that there was also a team that was with President Ramaphosa, and the one that had advanced that was also in Switzerland in Geneva. So it's untrue that the president was unprotected.
Okay.
The issue is, did he have sufficient security or not?
Oh.
Okay, and when are you guys coming back? I'm assuming you're not going to make it to Ukraine?
Or Russia?
Ukraine, we didn't make it. Ukraine was yesterday. We also did not make it to Russia today. We are told that we'll be getting off back to South Africa in the early hours of tomorrow morning.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Samgale, a quick one. But I wanted to ask him whether he's still not... Yeah, because he's got something in common with a common hatred for Kenton Pillay. So, with you, I was going to ask him, has he not forgiven Kenton? Because remember...
I don't hate Kenton, bro.
You don't hate him?
No, bro. That guy gave me a shot. He squeezed me in the industry.
And then spat you out.
Yeah.
Like, you chewed bubble gum.
Yeah, let's call Kenton. I don't have an issue with Kenton, bro.
Oh, you don't even... Okay, why are we calling Kenton?
Because I want to dispel the thing that I have an issue with Kenton.
Okay. How do you feel about him, though, spitting out like that?
It happens. It's business, though. I was wild.
Oh, well, you fight a lot of people. Now you get it. Now he gets it. He's had to fire people. Every week, yeah, he was that kind of fucker. Every week, like, ah! Now, hopefully, fail. You'd never fire a coach lady.
Never.
She's the darling of
She's the darling, bro. Yeah, I don't know what you'd have to do to get fired, ghost lady. Going on Real Housewives is not enough.
I wish I
If you cheat
in.
On Naga, yeah.
Yeah, no, because he's...
Yo, Kenton! Hold on. Let me put you on the roadcaster. Nobody can hear you. Hold on. How are you, Kenton?
So you're putting me live on air, but not the first time you pulled this number with me.
Yeah, you're live, man. Saul Penduka is here. And Ghost Lady is here. So Saul has this idea in his head that I hate you because you fired me. And I was like, yo, bro, it's business. It's how it happens, man.
No, that's business. No, but I mean, you're one of my favorite Y Academy graduates, but you know this, and I'm very proud of what you've done.
Hey, but you are heartless, man. I came into your office and I cried. I'm like, my grandmother just died. You're firing me.
You put the grandmother...
Did you tell these guys... Like, No, but did you tell the guys that I gave you a break, I put you back on air, okay? And then what happened? What did the video footage show us?
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, Kenton! No, but you did. Shout out to you, man. Shout out to you, yeah?
No, listen, Mac, I'm just going to tell you something. I've actually got a copy of that first interview that you did with me.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in 2007, 16 years ago.
When you come on the show, man, you must come, bro. You must come and tell all the things that happened at Y. There's so much story, so much content.
No, dude, you know where to find me. So, anytime.
Okay, cool.
I'm in Durban now. I'm back in Joburg tomorrow. Yeah, give me a shout.
Kenton, we're talking to Samkelo Masego now. Are you guys okay?
Samkelo. No, man. You know, rats must swim to sinking ship.
All right, shout out to you, Kenton. We'll have you on the show soon, all right?
All right, man. All the best.
Yeah. No.
No, soon.
Ah, fuck. I wanted to say you're fired.
Well, he is. They fired him there, didn't they?
Anyway, Ghost Lady, what's been happening, man? I feel like we haven't spoken about shit today, bro.
But that's fine.
Yeah? What's happening, Ghost Lady?
So, guys, on some... I wanted to ask, is it the end of Drip currently? What's going on with Drip?
Because... Look out, no?
Yeah.
Not...
Remember last year we reported because it was a new store, like they a new venture they had, the Kiddies Republic. Mm. It's shut down. It's going through a liquidation process.
You're kidding.
Yeah, like literally the store. Oh. So.
Yeah.
What? Wait, what? I mean it. Like, are you serious?
Yeah. So, like, although on the statement when they were just... writing about what's happening with the Kiddies Republic, they did say the Drip footwear is not affected, but it just seems like a lot of people are losing hope.
And he fled the country as well, ne?
Yeah.
Nah, man, he posted Nana on Facebook the other time, it was in Timbisa 2 days ago, saying, like, all right, let's play or whatever. Well, it looked like he was, because you could always say you can always manipulate your phone, GPS.
But bro, what's going on? Can you break it down for me? Because I haven't been following this.
I don't know, man. I heard the Kiddies Republic is
okay, that I know, yes.
Yeah, do they file for insolvency, but it's insolvent. And some people were complaining about not being paid. Are those Drip employees or Kiddies Republic employees?
Kiddies, yeah.
Kiddies, right?
Kiddies and Republic. Yeah.
Obviously, it's been reported that there's something with the wife. The wife was... claiming a part of a show holding in Drip and stuff, you know? But my concern is a lot of people think, okay, there's a tone of saying yeah, we knew something was whatever, all these billboards and stuff. And it was said that the billboards were a partnership with Prime Media. They had given him the billboards. Yeah. He didn't necessarily pay for them and stuff.
Like a trade exchange.
Yeah, trade exchange. Thank you. Which is very common in business, right? You give me whatever you offer service, I give you the services or products that I offer, and it's a trade exchange. No money changes hands particularly. And then there's people who think like he's broke or whatever. And at times, strategically, business people do file for either bankruptcy or insolvency, you know, to protect their assets so that they don't lose their assets and whatever. Remember with 50 Cent, I think 2015, there was a lady who he had leaked the sex tape of, and then she went to court and won in court, and 50 Cent needed to pay a few millions for damages and obviously sharing her content without her consent. And then he filed for bankruptcy, you know, to protect himself from that. So he's also going through something with the wife, and my theory is it probably has something to do with that. And at times it's a smart move in business to actually file for these things, you know, in order to protect your assets. So at times you stand to lose a lot more, and it's just better to say you're insolvent or you're bankrupt.
Bro, you're so well spoken, man. Shout out to Saul Producer.
Thank you, Saul.
Fucking hell, man.
Thank you, Saul.
Man. Fucking hell, man. Did you rehearse that, or it just came up from the dome?
Oh, come on. What do I rehearse?
That is good like that.
Well, the instance is I'm like, hey.
Yeah, hey, yes.
I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
You remind me of a guy, I said quite my mind. Eh? Yeah? So this guy comes up to me, he's like, I'm a rapper. So I'm like, all right, Pastor Freestyle. Yeah. And then he choked. Let me play it for you. Oh, yeah.
And well, when were you on my mind?
But you recorded him. Week.
Yeah, I recorded
him. Oh, for real? What do you think of on my mind?
That's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
By the way, there's a book. Check out a book by Sipho Stole. You know Sipho Stole?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He's the founder of Native Rhythms.
Oh, yes, yes.
He's
yes,
the
yes.
guy who was the executive at Gallo, who then signed Proverb, Salvin, Squatter Camp. And he's a huge part of pop culture and SA. He signed The Soil at first. He literally, The Soil have, you know, he blew them up. They were destined to blow up, but he gave them that opportunity. So he's also like a scholar, educated guy and stuff, you know. And he's got a book now called, please Google the book. It's Sipho Stole, Maye Maye, M-A-Y-E, M-A-Y-E. And it tells a story of Wamaimai. It used to be a horse stable.
Whoa!
It started initially as a horse stable, and obviously, historically, people have migrated to Gauteng to work in the mines, etc. And those miners from KZN wanted, you know, a part of home, etc. And it became that, you know, place for them. So it tells a very rich and well-researched story of Gwamaimai by Sipho Stole. Fact checker, what's the name of the book?
Well, she doesn't know.
I already did say it was Maye Maye.
Maye Maye. M-A-Y-E, M-A-Y-E. Yes. It's a story of Wamaimai and Joburg generally. Joburg has so many incredible pockets of
lost
great stories.
I went to the Muti place first. Because I'm looking for the food, but there's a Muti place.
Your vendor blood, your Limpopo blood was like hot. And then what did you get at the Muti place?
No, nothing. I was lost. And then I was like, guys, I'm looking for the food. And then they directed me to where the food
You're was. Like, this is the weak stuff, guys. The strong stuff. It's the weak stuff.
But it'd be interesting to talk to one of the guys there, man. Because the stuff they have there is weird, man. It's weird, bro.
Stuff where the Muti
like place.
The Muti place, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's weird, man.
So what did you have?
What did you see there?
No, I just saw like this hair on the ground. It's just weird things, man.
Hair on the ground.
But tell us a nice more. Podcast.
We must do a multi podcast, like a witchcraft podcast.
Yeah.
We should have Dr. Maweni. She's big on sorcery.
Yeah,
we should have.
Because I'm not looking down on it. It's just that I don't understand it, so it just looked weird.
Yeah, have a whole panel and the products, just explaining down. The stuff. Like what does it like,
exactly?
Each thing do?
And how does it work?
Do? Like, please schedule a podcast like that. Bro. We'll even shoot it at Kwai Mai Mai.
Yeah,
that would be sick, man.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah.
That'll be healing. I think that's what you're trying
to say. You've shot Gwamaimai, you know that before, right?
Yeah, with
Big Zulu. Yeah.
And he brought out his gun. And...
Yeah, you enjoyed the meat, Gwamaimai?
Fucked up.
Yeah?
So here's a guy,
You ate on the wardrobe, you enjoyed? On the otrop, Baba.
Yeah. I go by the name of Sajira Bonchos. I make music.
Yeah, yeah.
So like mix trap and gussy rap.
Okay.
So it's like, but since I'm a Buddha, we're nothing to prove. So much to provide Mali, empty the fool. I said, and got a job for Yika Fula. While you pin the sellings on the song, is cooling a Kulula. Izamba Nelga Pondos. Yo.
You're choking, boy. You're choking,
boy. You gotta get my songs. But I haven't uploaded any of my songs. I was gonna like share you.
No, upload. I'll tell people to check out your Instagram, ne?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Sajira Bonchos.
How do you spell that?
Sajira Bonchos.
S-A-R-G-E-E underscore D-E-B-O-N-C-H-O-S.
Easy. Remember last week I told you I did a song and I rapped?
Yeah?
Yeah, they sent me the song.
Oh, Voltrex.
Voltrex, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever
is a rap.
I am, bro.
That's for you, man. Yo, but I was drunk here, man. So don't.
Don't explain.
You're sober.
Don't explain. Hey. Why you gotta explain how? Your vest before how? You drop your vest?
How?
Don't explain.
How?
You know when a nigga's gonna explain before he drops his song?
Yeah, drunk
on the beats. It's a trap.
That is crazy, boy. That is crazy. Andre squeeze it.
I got boys calling, I got squads tripping, I got hoes stalking, fuck up the rumors and stills.
White girls, nobody, please. I was in my Highfield bag here.
All of your hoes falling, your man's at my door, he's still knocking.
Look at my wrist, look at my dick.
That's you, bro.
Choose a pick, it's about to get lit. All these hoes, they don't know what I do with the flow.
They call me Superman cause I got a super whip. You a bad bag cause you got a super clip. What does that mean?
Sounds so disinterested.
Come ask me. You can find out at my crib.
I got boys calling.
That's it.
That's it.
Let's talk about life.
You sound so dissimilar.
Hey.
They call me Superman.
I'm hearing a lot.
Look at my wrist.
Look at my wrist.
Oh, God. Super nits. Super tits. Super clits. I got super jizz. What the fuck, bro?
Wow.
It's
a super whip.
I'm like super whip.
Bro, I realized yesterday, ne? I realized I started piano talk.
Huh.
I started piano. I kid you not, guys. Irpe. 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 Irpe.
Irpe.
On YouTube, ne? There's a track I did 9 years ago, and I produced this one. Uh-huh. Like, from start to finish, Cuba played the keys. That's all he did, but I produced everything.
Play it.
Should I play it?
Yeah.
And if you hear, it's piano.
Let's
just has never locked drum.
Play it.
Okay. It's called Trip to Venice. Let me play it for you.
No, but alright, man. But 9 years ago, there was a sound vele where piano started vele where it didn't have, because only Mdu, aka TRP, check his new song out. Jigsaw is fucking brilliant.
Okay, let me go to
he
the
came up
part.
With the lock drum, but piano was there before the lock drum. That deep, soulful instrumental with proper piano solos and keep and organ solos.
I mean, I was ahead of my time. That's all I'm saying. This is me. I produce this. I didn't put my name. I produce this.
Oh, okay.
I remember the kick. The kick is Kulo's kick. I used to call it Kulo's kick.
Oh, Kulo's kick.
Yeah, on all of Kulo's songs, he uses this kick.
Wait, the
dinner's
coming, my man.
Relax. It was at this moment piano was born.
It's coming.
Now.
Soon.
Is that not piano?
Does okay, that Mac, not sound like Gabza? Mac, no. Does that not like sound like Gabza, though? No. Come on.
You see, Mac, Mac, my man. I'm easy,
man. I'm easy, man. I just missed the log drop.
Mac, you see.
You missed
the whole no, man, it's a nice song, but you see, piano didn't just get created out of thin air. There's a timeline and the morphing of sounds from tribal to deep house.
Does this not sound like Kevin Momo?
Kelvin Smoomoo, maybe. Who's deaf? Who's living deaf? Making music while deaf. Kelvin Smoomoo. Maybe he would make that. Momo, boy!
Momo!
Momo's a god, dog. Oh, wow.
There's a song I did where I was praying as well.
Invenda.
Yeah, Invenda.
Yeah?
Let's hear it. Yeah, but you're saying, yeah? Piano, yes.
Yeah. No, like, it's obviously a it's like a result of a lot of sounds and, you know, it's a combination of a lot of sounds coming together.
One take. This was one take. Eh? I was praying in Venda. One take. The Ashifa Shaba. Church Groove Volume 2.
Church, allow you. You should be a resident. Hey, my local student wants to have a skill of prayer. But I think allow her. She used to be chilling there on the couch, waiting for her shot in. And you did get the shot.
What a name. You guys love it?
What are you saying in this prayer? What are you saying in the prayer?
Bro, I was thanking God for everything. You know, like how I normally pray, you know?
How?
I don't know. You always pray in Venda. So I always lose, like, I never understand your prayers.
Yeah, no, I was saying thanks for my family, what I had. I had a job at the time then. So I was saying thanks for the job. Thanks for the blessings. I was just saying thanks, basically.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I just pray on roadkill.
No, you thank God that you've created jobs.
He was very familiar with the jobs.
Speaking about Venda, there's a guy who sent an email at Chilla. He's like, anytime we speak about Venda things, we must call him.
Oh,
because he's a true vendor.
Oh, he's like a culturalist.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, like one of those guys.
Yeah, because you know I'm always butchering my
own language. You call him. What do you want to say now?
Apparently, in vendor, you can't move into a house in August.
Why?
That's why I want to ask him.
Why? You can't move into a house in August?
Yeah. So in August, you can't move into a house.
What, are you buying a house in vendor right now?
No.
And they told you can't move in August.
In Venda, the area, or in the Venda culture generally?
In the Venda culture, you can't move
in. So you could be in Ukraine buying a house in August. You can't move
in. You can't move in.
Yo.
So just because you're a Venda.
Yeah, it's our culture.
That sounds silly.
It does. So let's ask this guy.
How?
His name is Mburayeni Makoro.
Mburayeni
Makoro.
Mburayeni.
Henda. Andione man, so Penduka is here, Ghost Lady is here, you live on the podcast, my brother.
Hi. Hi, Ghosty. Hi, Saul.
Hello.
Hey, my man.
So we wanted to ask you, why is it that you can't move into a house in August, according to the vendor culture?
Oh, it's very simple. In August, the August month, in vendor, we call it Tangure. In Tangure, there will be so many wins. And they believe that if you move to your house during that period, your house, you won't stay in that house because it will be blown away.
Oh, so
no, man, because August is a windy month. Ah, hilarious. Ah,
no.
Gosh. Wow.
I'm telling you.
And do you believe in that? Do you believe in it, though?
No, I don't really believe in that. I don't really believe. There are so many vendor myths that when they say it, they really make sense in terms of application, they don't really make sense.
Okay, look, I mean, we know that thing is, August is a windy month.
Yeah.
And yeah, obviously, maybe historically, people would build houses using grass and whatever, you know, trees and stuff. So the possibility of a house being blown away is possible. But in the modern age, I'm sure no one believes a house can get blown away. So is the blown mm-hmm. away maybe metaphoric, that you won't have peace in that house if you're moving in August? Can you like break that down for us? Because obviously no one will believe that a house will get blown away in 2023.
Yes, in industry, it is believed that when people moved into the houses in the month of August, it's either their house itself, the house won't stay longer, the structure of the house, and even the family structure itself, the family won't have peace when they move in their house, because things are just being blown away left, right, and center.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, dude, don't move in August.
Oh, don't blow the husband.
Hey, if you believe in that, don't move in August. You rather postpone or move in earlier.
And remember when you sent the email, you were talking about...
Yeah.
Remember we were talking about why vendors don't play cricket?
Kakuso, yes. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. Vendors do play cricket. Shout out to Kakuso Rabada.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know he was... I don't know Kakuso, something in Sututwana.
Oh.
He's
We play cricket and we call it Dweke.
You call it?
And all the rules that apply in the modern cricket, they do apply in this one. But unfortunately, with our vendor type of cricket, we don't really use sticks and bats and stumps and maybe that hard ball that they use in the modern cricket. We rather use hands and the legs. Huh? Like when somebody's bowling onto you in that manner, you just rather kick the ball away. But besides that, all the rules do apply. The runs apply, the catches apply. If it goes away, you run for it.
So you didn't have money for equipment. So you didn't have money for equipment.
Guys.
It's cricket without the equipment.
It sounds like an imagination here.
That's cricket. I mean,
and the way you provide, you look like, oh, man.
No we ball, no stamps, no.
Our feet, we can keep the ball away. We can then, when they play volleyball, what do they call them? Bat the ball away like that. That's how we played in Venda.
What's it called?
Dubeke.
Dubeke.
Yeah, Dubeke. Duvhehke.
Okay, and then please explain Boxing Day. Musango, how did that come about?
Musangano.
I don't really know the history how that come about, but in ancient history, even in recent times, they've tried to revive it. Grown men, even young men, young adults, they will go out to next to the mountain or out in the field where women are not allowed. That's where a challenger or someone who wants to fight in that battle, you just go in. There's no need for registration. You just go in inside the field and call for an opponent who want to challenge you. Whoever comes up, it's a fist, no gloves, no bandages whatsoever. Wow. It's fist or fist man fighting and. It has to be as much decent as it can be because people, you don't have to hold grudges even after you've been defeated in that fight. Even if you've lost your teeth or your tooth, You don't have to hold grudges after the fight.
Whose money do you have on between me and Saul if we were to do a Msango now?
My money's on Saul.
Good man. I mean, okay. Look at yourself. Look at me, man.
My money's on
Come
Saul.
On, look at yourself. Look at my hand. Fat fingers.
So trapa, Saul. Let's go, man. Let's go now.
Hey, my man, tell us more about Mpesu culture. How did that come about with the vendors?
Mpesu?
Yeah.
Mpesu is our traditional Viagra. Even though nowadays they've developed another one's traditional, so which makes men last longer, not really for Viagra only. Because for Viagra, it's for those maybe who are important, maybe even with erection or no erection at all. When they drink it, it works mysteriously. Within a few minutes, you are ready to go.
But if a guy, where is it from?
It's usually root of certain trees. I don't even know the name of the tree. It's root and what the scales of the tree on the from the stem. Some of them, they limit those hairs. I've tried to ask one of the ladies who is a sangoma who sells those. What is the name of this tree? What are the ingredients? She didn't really want to disclose a secret ingredient. You understand? So yeah, but then she only told me that there are different types of insects. The one that deals with makes you get an erection, and the one that makes you last longer in bed.
And then last question: why are vendors so amazing?
Because we are just amazing, man. We are the people who are blessed by God in such a way that everything that we touch turns to gold, man.
Danko.
Okay. Wait, man. Tell me, man. If you guys are so amazing, why is there no vendor section in the national anthem?
And the national
anthem. You are so blessed by God.
But man,
and it's national anthem. Yeah.
So you are not included in this blessing.
When the Santonga guy and the other people were involved in creating, in composing that song, they didn't have vendors in mind. We were like forgotten.
But you are amazing. You can't be forgotten.
People are saying that now. Then they were like, who are these people?
I know. Thank you, King.
They are coming for us, and they want everything that comes from us.
I know. Thank you so much, King.
You're welcome, King.
Sharp. Hey, I never realized that. There's no vendor in the national anthem.
We don't know.
At least hand something, you know, at the end. Or casual.
And yeah. That's like high, right? There would be a goodbye.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're not on the anthem.
Jesus, wild.
Still can't do shit about
it. So, because it's... oh yeah, by the way, it's Dudu's birthday. Please give her a gift. There's a gift, yeah.
Birthday, 17th of...
Oh, you don't know a woman's birthday? Oh.
That's when I'm Aramek. Dude, this is my homegirl, man. Come on, we're from Foslo.
Yeah, give her a present there.
Okay.
Come, Dudu, come on screen.
Dudu, come. Dudu, come. Hey, you're seeing the man.
Come, Ghosty.
It's just a bottle of grandeur, bro.
She's had countless of these, but it's a thought that counts,
it's
right?
It's a thought that counts.
Happy birthday, dude. I'm not going to open it. Enjoy it, yeah? Have fun. We love you. We appreciate you.
We love you, too.
Happy birthday.
I don't know.
So she came up with this game because she's the producer, right?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, here we go. It's called Most Likely. Are you guys ready?
Oh.
Most Kings. Yeah.
What's that?
No, you said, no, don't worry. That was supposed to be in my head only. But it came out. It's supposed to be in my head only. And that happens.
All right, you're cool. Here we go. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's the you're game? Ready? Boy, what's the game?
Most Likely. So we have to choose who's most likely in the crew to do whatever.
Or say, yeah. Or whatever, yeah, yeah, or that, yeah, situation.
All right, okay, cool. Well, here we go. Oh, before we play the game, am I missing anything? Is there anything else you want to talk about? There's no gossip, nothing.
Gossip?
Yeah, well, there was, in terms of, it was Black Diamond. You know, they won the case. Yeah.
Which case?
Black Diamond.
No, I want to know. Are you guys interested? No, I'm trying to find out. Are you guys interested?
There's a case. Well, let's hear the case.
Okay, let me see what Sanele sent us.
Yeah, so the social media, okay, what was reported that they successfully vindicated the YouTube. What are you saying?
What, man? No, I'm on your side now. I'm on your side, Kanye. What? Mishagani. I'm on your side, Kanye. I'm on your side. What?
What are you laughing at? What's guys, the joke? What? Share a joke. You share a joke.
Guys, what?
Share Kanye, a joke.
I love you, man. I love you.
That's not my eyes. Oh, we've got eyes.
Yeah, I can't.
That's not my eyes, man.
No, okay. Okay, so they won the case, ne? They successfully got Ambitious Entertainment to remove their music off YouTube. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
The other way.
Yeah. Wow, unreal. Unreal. You will be the cast of the Unreal Housewives of Joburg. Unreal.
Dude, this is your prep.
No, that's Sanele's prep. That's not Dudu's prep.
Okay, so Black Diamond successfully vindicated YouTube and Ambitious Entertainment from removing their music off YouTube. Yes.
So, in layman's terms, they did what?
What did they do, Kanye?
No.
In layman's terms.
They were able to remove their music.
Colton Dew from thingy. Colton Dew Browns from guys. We'll hear from the horse's mouth.
Okay.
We've got a mock here the 3rd of July, so we need to hear from the horse's mouth.
They were stopping them from removing.
Okay, let's call Black Diamonds, bro. Straight. Susan Wooty. Humbar on the case. Thanks, sorry, man.
Because remember, Ambitious,
huh?
They
have,
job.
Yes.
I'm just sitting here.
I'm just sitting here. I'm just
sitting here. No, fact checker, please talk. Okay.
I'm fighting. Okay. Sorry for taking out my 2000 tendencies. Okay.
Hey.
Which ones now? Which one? What tendencies?
How many tendencies? You've got two. You've got 2,000 tendencies. Let's start on tendency number one. Before we get to tendency number 2,000,
drop it.
What's tendency number one?
Yeah. Your 2,000 tendencies
is.
You
can to answer calls from your, dad,
long
your
list.
Dad's friend in high school.
Ha!
Wow! I get tired, yo.
Tendency number one. We've got 1,999 tendencies to go. Tendency number two.
Ah, that's low, so that's low, bro.
Wait, she told the story on the podcast. Wait, she told the story. Fuck you, Mac of all people. He's low. He paid a whole person 1.5 to suck a dick on national TV. But a podcast is national TV.
Okay.
Fact checker.
The tendency number one.
You meant your 2000. Your born in 2000 tendency. Your young tendencies.
What did you?
What was the tendency?
Yeah. What was the tendency, Val?
Throwing a tantrum.
I stop being special.
You don't have the rights to take from
that.
Fuck it. There we go.
I quit. What? Did you quit? We didn't even know.
Okay, as I was saying, Black Diamond.
So Ghost Lady going on Real Housewives, what tantrum was that?
Hey.
1987 tendency. Yeah, 1,800.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, 987.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We're all yours.
Ambitious. Ambitious entertainment would always stop the... Okay, now I lost my words. Okay, so Black Diamond was suing Ambitious Entertainment on a civil suit in regards to the fact that each time when they would post a song on YouTube or any other streaming platform, Ambitious Entertainment would actually revoke it.
Flag from the platform. Copyright claim to it.
Stating that it's part of the contract. Mm. So as of, when was the case won? Excuse me. As of June 12, 2023, afterwards, any song that Black Diamond tries to post on any streaming platform is theirs, and Ambitious Entertainment has no right of
No copyright claim to it.
However, Ambitious has stated that they are going to appeal the matter.
Let's call the founder or the owner of Ambitious and ask him, why is it that? Because we were told that it's an amicable separation.
Yeah.
So why are they? Why are they? Why are they placing?
Hey, we called a lot of people today, and you guys say I don't have airtime.
How?
Airtime, yeah, compadre. It's South Africa.
Yeah, not there. It is. You're rich.
Now he's calling your WhatsApp now.
He's not answering. His phone is off.
Khosi. I am sabon man. Why uti if only of a swang I'm waiting to go voice mail.
Oh, swang I'm going to my mail.
But yeah, it's going to be interesting to hear why are they
available at the moment. Please try again later.
Okay, I can call Ndun.
Ndun.
What?
Ndu Browns. Ndu Browns.
Good, great guys. We're with them in Dubai, remember?
Huh? Hmm?
We're with them in Dubai.
Yeah, we had so much fun.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Shout out to Ndu Browns and them.
Did I tell you guys I'm going to America?
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, yeah, you keep telling us, bro. Yo.
Now you're going to be ahead of us again.
You're going with Danelle, right? It's the same gig, no?
Yeah, Oskambo, DJ Tira, yes.
Hey, you're about to book an Oskambo City, boy. I can't wait. You caught that one, eh?
No, I'm upgrading to business class.
Ah.
Oskambo's got money.
Yeah.
Got all these Louis Vuitton and Gucci. He's also going to upgrade.
Now,
I
want to
sit next to you.
There's no fake seats in the plane, dog.
Yo. But I thought he was going to sit next to your seat because you see Tasak.
Welcome to voicemail.
All right, no one's answering. Okay, cool. Let's play the game. No one's answering. Are you happy?
Okay.
Doom's not answering.
It's fine.
She's not answering.
Our lovely fact checker, you look amazing, by the way. Yeah, broke it down so nicely.
Shout out to fact checker. All right, here we go. This is according to Dudu, our producer. Who is most likely to date two guys at once?
Oh, girls, I'm assuming. Two guys or two girls at once, okay?
Oh, gosh. Every guy here would date two girls at once. Except for me, of course.
Except for...
For me.
For Sally. Sally.
Fat checker, would you date two guys at once?
She's a 2000, I believe.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Fat checker would date
two niggas at once?
Oh. Have you?
Yeah! Rockstar!
From the same crew?
Yo!
Is that why the STI stats are so high? Get down. Ngiyadlala.
Because you know I love you, man.
I know. Okay, now the next question.
Yo. Hi. Hi. What's up, man?
Most likely to forget the name of a person they hooked up with.
You.
Ne, yeah.
Yeah, definitely,
yeah.
Mac.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Mac.
Back in the days, ain't it? Not now.
Now you're going to remember
the names. Now you remember them.
Oh, now you remember the names.
Oh, now you remember the names.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, now you
remember the names. So you're able to delete.
I'm not too late. I'm not too late. I'm not too late. Yeah, I'm not scared. Mac.
Jokes, man.
Oh, wow. I like this question, Dudu. Shout out to Dudu.
Yay. It's Dudu's birthday, guys. Woo.
Happy birthday, Dudu.
Happy birthday.
Most likely to build a sex dungeon.
Saul. Saul.
I am gonna own that motherfucker. I would. Yay. I would.
So would you use every like equipment? Are you that type, Vele? Mm-hmm. Sex dungeons are like crazy. They've got equipment galore.
Yeah, sex is meant to be explored and enjoyed.
Yeah. Yay!
Got any sex in the head for you, Kanye? I'm separating. You shot. You sex in Johnny.
When I end up, you've never left the strip club. You think life is the strip club.
Oh, of course.
Thank you.
And I make a woman.
Yeah.
You know, I've never left
Summit. The strip club. Yeah, you never left Summit.
Funny. And it's
You're
funny.
Still stuck in Hillbrow and downstairs. Get dungeon.
No, let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something.
Opilis dungeon.
Ah.
And the
ghost lady. Oh.
What?
Did she was just
like, whoa? Bye, man. Yeah, man. And you know, the funny thing is, I met up with one of the DJs who's my boy, right, from Summit, because he hasn't seen me in like years, like 2 years. He hasn't seen me because I haven't been to Summit in like years. And I have no. Dude, let me tell you something, right, about strip clubs. I went on my strip club life. Ngispile, ngaspila, ngaspilisi. So I used to like leave the strip club and go to like the show at YFM and stuff. You know what I mean? Ngpilile. So to me, it's like nothing surprises me there anymore. But sex must be enjoyed, you know? So you don't enjoy sex?
I love sex, bro.
You wouldn't build a dungeon?
Nah, not a dungeon.
For your wife?
Yeah. With what, though? Like...
I don't know, what's a sex dungeon to begin with?
You see.
No, but what's the sex? It sounds amazing. No. That's why I agree to it. I agree to it because it sounds really amazing.
You're thinking
amazing.
A place where you can have sex. Duh, everyone has a place to have sex. But it's like equipment.
No, that's not the bedroom.
Okay, she'll
explain.
What's
a sex dungeon? Hey, she didn't... By the way, fact checker didn't Google for this one. She's speaking from memory.
From experience. Dope. Wow.
Found this on the web for this from memory. Check it out.
Yeah, fuck off, Siri. Jesus Christ. That's my Siri. I've got a nosier Siri of all times.
Wow.
Yeah, like out of nowhere. Ooh-wee. Like, I found something on thingy. Go harder. It means, and it's like, you know, and at the most wrongest of times. Go on, fix it.
Go harder. You mean?
It is said
so
that
you, it's, Siri guides through.
No, Siri, yes.
Guides you through
Siri
the process.
Siri is hearing my conversation, and at the most inappropriate times, she says, oh, I found something. Go harder. These few next tips will help you in going harder. In case you've reached the depths of
La Pufuni dungeon. I think we'll Siri dungeon, eh?
Yeah.
That's not your stuff.
No, I'm just saying, Siri, my Siri is very inappropriate. You heard.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, sis Dudu will correct me if I'm wrong.
Sis Dudu.
What did you teach her? Why does she respect you so much? Yeah. What did you teach her?
I mean, I'm not even sis ghost.
Ghost lady. And you're older than Dudu. And you're older than Dudu.
And I'm older than Dudu. Hi, Bo. What's
you're
ghost?
Just Kanye. Sis Dudu. I'm not Kusol.
Kusol.
No, Putmak.
Putmak. You even call your dad's friend by his name.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
Are you seriously telling me you paid your kids school fees and you don't have a happily in this motherfucker?
Hey, babo ako.
Okay, okay, so what's a sex dungeon?
Butso, a sex dungeon is like a room, but it has sex toys and compartments. So you'll find your chains, your swings, your dildos hang on the wall. Like
50 it's shades.
Just, yes, 50 shades for 365 days type
of thing. Yeah, I have to give you... Why wouldn't adults want to have that? Why would you want to have that?
Hey, man.
Why would you want
to
have that?
Hey, man, I'm just trying to bust a nut, man. Like, this hanging shit.
So then why do you even have a wife? That you can just bust a nut with your hand?
No.
So it's not all about busting a nut? All right, but if the game, the aim is to just bust a nut.
Yeah. I mean, we see Mongena.
Wait, Ini?
Oh, it's my turn now.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. Let's go. It's my turn.
Okay. Okay. So, are you still having a dungeon?
I would, yeah, definitely. Why not? Okay. Like, guys, come on. People, like, you and your wife or husband must enjoy and explore one another, like, unapologetically. Like, come on. Like, imagine Ushatile and you're still having sex like you're a Jonja. Ushatile, you're meant to do everything under the moon and the sun with your wife or your partner. Like, come on. Yeah.
No, all right, here we go.
I take sex dungeons. Okay. Throw my kid out and no, I'm kidding. Yeah, let's go.
You're saying? You're saying you feel like?
No, someone likes to run this concept of like as if Mosu Shatile, it's like sex is boring. No, I will. No.
But you speak it's against not. Sex dungeons.
I'm not speaking against it. I'm just saying, like, what is there? You know, what is there? And these equipment may not just be necessary because it, no, it depends because on what your you
bedroom,
like.
Your bedroom, your kids come into your bedroom.
Well, it has, so no, we've got a door lock. We lock
your kid doesn't come into the bedroom.
Yes,
then you convert your bedroom to your sex dungeon then. Then put the hanging things on in your room and a sex dungeon.
I'm just saying if you want those things though.
No, listen. Either you've got those things and you keep them locked away.
Yes.
Or you've got a dungeon where those things are ever ready. It's like having a bedroom that you convert into a music studio, right? You keep the equipment away. But if it's a music studio officially, the things are there permanently set up and that's a sex dungeon. Mm-hmm. So people do have sex dungeons, I guess. You just keep the stuff locked away. So why not have a room where the stuff is just there and ready?
Or maybe sometimes you just don't have enough rooms to make that studio.
Has Mnaga ever role played and he's a pastor and you the secretary at a church?
Yes. I've never thought of that. I could, you know, he'll share a verse or two. You know?
A verse or two.
And he comes now.
soon.
You came too soon. Now.
Soon.
And then you are like...
Like the Red Sea.
On your periods. And he says, oh, I'm going to separate the Red Sea. With my staff. Oh, Mose.
Yo.
Moses.
Let it be on record. I didn't laugh for that.
Moses.
Aye, let it be. Moses. Why am I killing?
Moses. Moses.
But do you guys role play with Bible characters? Because you two are big church going people.
No way.
You are big church going people.
No way.
Yeah?
No way.
Papa T, John. You know what that means, right? It means like as he's.
How
drowning Jesus. Her. She's drowning. Papa D said John. And Papa D. You guys have a role play because you guys are big church people.
No.
Or is that sacred?
No.
Have you tried?
I wish I understood the Bible to that magnitude.
All right, let's go.
I will try.
Most likely to live the longest.
Me? Why do you mean? Me, I can live long.
Never Tibla. Never Tibla.
Not me.
Never Tibla.
Guys,
definitely not you.
Ghost lady, where now you need to rebrand.
Yeah, never Tibla. Tatua.
Okay, all right. If it's not me, then it's Neo.
Neo
Tibla.
If it's not me,
then but Tibla Ferris. Okay, no. So.
Ha. He can survive without a meme. After Saul.
It's like the only session that came up this. We're just dissing one another here, right? Right now, we're just dissing one another, right? All right, okay, cool. All right, okay, cool.
Most likely to get away with murder. It's got to be Saul.
Possibly.
You got away with words, bro.
No.
But I can't. So?
Nah,
I will not even participate.
I'm too clumsy. Yeah. I'm too clumsy to get away with murder.
Tibla, ne? Yeah, he's the most quietest one, ne?
Yeah, Tibla.
Yeah.
Listen, Tibla wouldn't kill someone.
Tato will be there.
I think it's Kudu.
Tato's
wearing. She came up with these questions, so she knows what she's capable of, and she had to sneak one in of her. Or a confession. Maybe it's a confession. Dudu?
So we're going with Tibla, ne?
Yeah, Tibla.
Tibla, ne?
Yeah.
Most just because it's quiet, guys.
It's quiet, bro.
He wouldn't tell us all.
Yeah. He wouldn't tell us all.
Lapiga.
Because Simpio will do a TikTok about it.
Oh, yeah. He will rap about it.
And they'll find it, and they'll find the corpse's DNA on his penis from getting a blowjob.
Ghost lady will confess at church.
Oh yes, definitely. Yeah, she confess.
Fact checker will talk about it and give you the facts.
2000 tendencies.
Yes.
Means content.
It's content.
Yeah, bro, I killed this guy the other day.
Yeah, you'd record it. You'd have a tripod ready and overlooking and recording the whole thing.
So it's Tibla.
Saul will disappear before it even happens. He's got foresight, you know. So
yeah. You think so?
Foresight.
Has.
Break that down.
Like, so I know you. You are about just, you know, staying in line, staying out of trouble. So therefore, you'll make sure that before it even starts, I'm out.
All right, here we go. Most likely to participate in an orgy.
Spewing. You're sorry, Chief.
Most likely to end up in jail.
Damn.
Tato.
Yeah, Tato.
Okay. Nah. Tell us why you're saying Tato, Fed Checker. Tell us.
Oh, yeah, you dated him. So, yeah, you know something we don't. Tell us why, Fed Checker, Tato. Yeah.
Where's my ID? Where's my ID? ID. I'm joking.
Delete that one.
Where's my ID?
No, I'm kidding. Don't
there's a case. There's a case. There's a case. Gandhi, this is a case, man. It's a knife.
Tato.
Where's my ID? For real? What's going on with the ID, dog?
So she doesn't know where she put her ID. We're at Emperor's Palace. She gave her ID to someone. So now she's assuming it's me. She gave it to me and it's not me.
Why are you not taking care of your woman?
What are you saying? Which woman? Man?
No ID, my mentor. Saying... Let the story begin. You don't have an ID.
So most likely to end up in jail is who?
Tato.
Why? Ghostly, why are you saying Tato?
No, because he can't lie. After he does something crazy, he's just there, be laughing. You know Tato. You know every story. I know Tato.
Wow.
I can't do anything. Mina Ghost. Like Tato.
Gosh. All right, last one. Most likely to admit their darkest secret when drunk.
Fact check.
Hey, remember she told us the story.
Oh yeah.
Hey, we need to get you drunk more, man.
Yeah.
Have a shot. Have a shot, man.
Astation.
Yes, do this gift.
Astation.
Dudu will understand. She's the content producer after all.
We need the content.
Hey, man, we are here, man. Anything you want to talk about, my dog, Petuga?
Nah. When last did you go out? Like, when you go to a restaurant, do you tip?
Yeah.
How much?
10%.
Yeah, so a chiller, I went out. One of my gigs was cancelled this week. I went out for dinner, and a chiller was the waiter. Was the waiter there, and says people get there and buy like $5,000 of dinner and tip like a clipper.
Yeah, but isn't that according to, you must tip however you want to tip? There's no
isn't standard. 10% like a standard?
Yeah, 10% is a standard.
Yeah, so if you're unhappy, still you need to leave 10%.
Yeah.
But is that a standard value?
Yeah, it
should be, yeah, because they don't get paid much. They don't get paid. I know Tina's going to spend any favor, but it should be a standard.
But there's a celebrity tax. Remember when we're pouring gas now?
Yeah.
I know the celebrity tax where people demand.
Yeah.
So
greeting you, not just because they recognized you, they wanted more money.
Yeah.
Oh, do you still want to be famous?
No, I'm not. That's why I'm.
Are you still?
I'm happy
with
being unknown.
Are you still gonna pursue in your ambitions of fame and being unmasked and people know your face?
Whoever
don't you enjoy
that is
not tipping?
Out there, well done, girl.
For real?
Yeah.
What happened at the filling station?
No, the guy's like, I need to see my celebrity in Kain clip.
You smart. I'll tell him straight up. I'm too a boy.
And did you?
No, we gave him $20 only. $20.
Why? That's disrespectful. I want you celebrating Niki Mali. What's that? That's disrespectful.
I'm funny. I tweet that.
Oh, then you say this nigga said I'm celebrate. Agniti. That's weird. Agniti.
Okay, going back to.
I want you celebrating. That's entitled. That's rude. That's disrespectful.
They don't care.
It's a whole lot of things.
They don't care, my dog.
Bruh, you are a Singhala boy. Hey, me pana, I don't know, like, hey, I'm like, you're Singhala. I need to celebrate. I've had a guy saying, you can tip us, but at a filling station. I was like, oh, I didn't know. Can I? I was like, oh, I thought there's no tipping culture here. It's like, oh, okay, but not I need to celebrate. Yo,
I think I'm going to clip.
I'm nigga 20 rand.
No, only at 20.
Why? So if you're a clip, you'd give him.
Oh, he's in Zan.
You guys, that's ransom, guys.
Mendimbona. Ask for a picture to actually celebrate.
Yeah, nigga clip. Ngaitao.
Pose now.
How?
Nigga man. You give him $20. That's a lot of money. I wouldn't have. I'd rather give $20 to a random stranger who I think needs it than a rude guy who's like, I need to celebrate.
Because it is a job after all. Okay. Even with waiters, right? I do tip. But for me, it's that thing that you're a mugger. Well, he always takes me out, so he's always taking care of the bill. Okay, fine.
So the podcast money.
Wenzan, what do you do? Wenzan,
the podcast money.
Like, I buy them like clothes and things, like, you know, cook
clothes
some nice
from...
food.
You cook. It's your wife's duty to cook. What do you mean?
Yeah, but I'm just like, I'll literally ask him, like, what do you want today? And he's like, okay, I want salmon. So I'll go around looking for salmon to cook, you know. So
but when he's at
so
work,
without the podcast, you wouldn't have salmon.
Yeah?
But when he's at work, I hope you don't go out.
Then I'll be like, baby, give me money to buy salmon. Yeah, what did you say?
Watch the show. Where's the show?
Watch the show. Yeah. What did you say? What did you say?
So I remove a little part. Yeah, okay. What's the question? No.
Hey, primary remover. Hey. If I watch and I don't see that part, I know you're getting off to some shit then.
Oh, yes.
If you're not, rather have it there.
Oh, did you say Simon? Simon.
Aye, watch the show.
Who was I, no Simon?
Imagine.
So Simon is like, Simon.
You say Simon.
So some man is Simon. Simon. Hey, I'm not
Uzwile. Listen, this part is gonna stay there.
Uzwile, mnaga. I'm sure mnaga. That's Uzwile. Now he saw the truth. He gets to Simon.
What did you say about Simon?
imagine. Such an old person's name. Simon. You.
No, but on the real. So.
Back to, yes. The tipping thing. I feel like already as a waiter, you are employed in this restaurant. There's a duty that the restaurant has because I don't have an option.
They don't pay. Not all in basics.
Okay, I know that, but remember this. The logic is I don't have an option as a person who's coming into the restaurant to walk at the back and get my food, right? It has to be brought by this person. This person has to take my order. Therefore, they're employed. There's a job that they are doing. It's not like they're doing me a favor. So therefore, I must pay them a tip because I had an option of walking to the back and getting my food, but I asked your service to do it for me, right? You get
you're
what
so
I mean?
So sexy when you're fighting.
Huh? Oh, no. No, but I'm... Simon, stop it. Simon,
oh,
stop
Simon.
It.
Oh, he's Simon. Hey,
you are being a Simon now.
No, I hear you.
You
and I used
me.
To be like that as well.
Yeah,
I used
so,
to
I mean, and I'm for tipping.
Tip
I'm for tipping.
It's not a favor.
No, I'm for tipping, and I do. But it's just that thing that when it gets now to a point where it's almost like it's compulsory. It's like, wait, there's a service here that you are delivering.
What's the most you've tipped?
No, 10%. I feel like 10% is compulsory.
What's the most you've tipped?
What's the most I've tipped? Maybe like 200 rand? Yeah. Damn. You know, but that's,
no,
that's,
but
when, 200, that's when you've stayed for long. That's when you've stayed for long at a restaurant and you've really kept the person busy.
I think it's more you've tipped. You know, I'm sure there have been like anniversaries and you go to a really pristine and elite
yeah.
restaurant and you get a meal and a wine bottle and like Wagyu steaks for like 3,000.
Yeah.
You tip 10%.
What are you niggas eating, bro?
My man, no man. What's the Kruger National Park?
Yeah, please. Who's watched
the other game? Guys,
for $500, I got a meal, glasses,
you
weed.
$500 got my mind.
Oh, no,
there
no.
There we go. There we go.
200 trend was a tip.
There we go.
Thank you.
Case closed. Finally, yeah. Then you got my mind.
There we go.
Yeah.
350 tax lapa.
Hey, man, we are here. Anything else you want to talk about, Ghost Lady?
I'm good.
Penduka.
The most I've tipped. You didn't ask me. I was waiting for you to ask me.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's do a drum roll.
Yeah.
Let's do a drum roll.
Hey.
Wait.
Sol is very frugal.
And now this thing is long, man. Hey. What's the most you've tipped, my nigga?
The whole thing.
Ah!
Because she said just a tip on.
Fuck. I won't be here next week. I'm going to America.
By the way, before your announcement, where is Lerato's... people have been asking, chillers have been asking Lerato Kanyako's... Man, fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah. Please
when is
please
it? Quit. When are you loading?
Please quit. Please quit. Listen, Pew.
Man,
fuck
you.
So I'm off to America. Did I tell you guys?
No, you didn't.
I hate this. That you're going to be ahead of us. How are we going to be hearing about America for the next 5 months, guys?
So I won't be here next week.
Nice.
The chillers must let us... what do you mean? Nice that I won't be here.
Go.
Ask Jive, I get a kukoko. I get a kukoko.
So chillers must let us know who they want to stand in for me.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, who do you want? Who do you want? Who do you want, Ghost Lady?
Hey, man.
Hey. Hey.
Who? We've had Fresh.
We've
got his own podcast now.
Mm. We've had Mbo Pops.
Oh, you know who we should get?
Who?
Let's get Thomas. Bad Boy T.
Bad Boy T.
Oh.
Yeah, but bro, like
he's you
like,
don't feel him.
Nah, he's like old school, man.
No, he is. Generally he is.
So you won't want Root Boy.
Old school, but we had him.
You don't want Root Boy Paul.
Ah, Root Boy Paul, yo.
Come on.
It's too deep.
Come on.
He's rebranded.
Oh, he's rebranded.
Africanism.
Ooh.
But he's always been that African spiritual guy.
What about Tunde Tabudi?
Oh, you guys are cool now.
What do you mean?
They've been cool. Oh, God. Was there a problem?
Oh, you've always been friends.
What do you mean?
Hi, man. I thought like, you know, she was like, and I was with her at a Netflix thing that day.
That's it.
Let's have her. I've got a question for her.
Why did I try who?
Rob Marawa.
Rob?
Oh.
Charles Volvo. Did you see El Vovo? The kids don't want him on cotton face.
El Vovo.
They don't want him on cotton face. They're like, who's that guy? Like, is he advising our parents? If our parents would go to cotton face, maybe have El Vovo. They put on El Vovo, cotton faces, having a
I
thing.
I think even though they had a problem with Professor as well, right?
Yeah. They don't want Professor, they don't want El Vovo.
No, but honestly, though, why would they? Like, guys, cotton face is for the young kids, bruh.
Man. Yeah, that's true, also. I'm like, but also, they put the guys in, and the guys will take it because it's a gig. I mean, I would go, if I'm poked, I'll play.
How in paid?
No one's going to say, hey, it's for kids, I'm not coming. Mm. You know what I mean? But like, they put them in an awkward position now.
We out here, man. We'll see you guys Sunbed Arena 30th July, yeah?
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm off to America. Did I tell you guys?
Where in America are you off to?
Exactly. You know how huge America is?
America is huge. Like,
hey, man, I must check the flyer.
Hey, fucker. Hey, fucker. You know how huge America is.
Oh, man. You're America, dog.
No, we'll do, man. Oh, we out of here.
Podcast. Please take us there next time.
Boom, boom, boom.
Bye.
This is the Podcast and Chill Network.
Who helped SA win the 1992 World Cup alongside legendary netball coaches Hugh Chess?
Do you think democracy works for us?
No. Like, we need a leader.
So we need dictation, like...
Maybe. Drinking and doing a podcast is dangerous. Fucking hell, what is this?
We literally guys, look...
This is bullshit.
No, seriously. No.
Actually, I am.
No.
Nah, bro.
I don't think I won't come as often as I'd like.
Whoa. Wait, if you're with who? You won't come as often if you're with who?
I wanted to be a commentator. I wanted to be a commentator.
Laduma!
Messi wants to join Barcelona. He wants to go back to the club. Now they just have to see if Barcelona can make it happen. If it doesn't happen with Barcelona, he's obviously going to go to Saudi for 400 million euros a year.
Insane.
Look, I'm going to be a stallion on Saturday.
Do you think Pep's gonna fear seeing her in the? Is she gonna do what Kim Kardashian did to Arsenal this season? Kim Kardashian shows up, the season falls apart.
She's to blame.
Saka disappears.
No, Megan must pull through, eh?
Megan's gonna pull through.
So I'm
That's
saying,
funny.
Are you not convinced by Declan Rice?
No. Not that I'm not convinced. I think there is. You need somebody who is mentally very strong. And I think losing Granit Xhaka is actually going to be to our detriment more than anything.
I think in England, you need one player on that pitch who you wonder if he's going to break a leg to. Like, you think today might be the day that
Everybody
he's going to...
Everybody needs a Casemiro. Yes. Yeah.
Said it's some pop pops and robot boys.
Have you always had this voice?
No, that's the weird thing. I didn't always have it.
This is basically his first goal plug.
Oh!
What's your color?
You could have still done music and been a doctor and just call yourself Doc Shebeleza.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, a man who just lost the rap battle, Malume Cuesta.
The thing was, I mean, we came in there with a game plan.
You know, that was my performance.
Would it sometimes touch your mouth by mistake? Mangala so white. Yeah, yo, this dog is hungry, yo.
How long did you practice that?
63 years.
The mirror's like, ah, here we go again. We've heard this before.
Really, why I smoked? It was really more for me, pleasure than anything else.
But we got a surprise for you. We got a joint for you. Bring out the joint.
Where's the joint?
Where's the joint? Bring out the joint. We're taking you back to Jamaica.
If you look at my business career, and I've been to lots of business schools all over the world because my story, it's very interesting to business schools in particular.
What do you think about the new mayor? He looks like he smokes in your Uber.
Commander.
Oh, my goodness. If you want to destroy an economy, take away property rights because the wealth of any nation is actually property rights.
Everybody, my name is Titi Mba. Welcome to Luxury Zanzi Crips, a show that profiles some of the most luxurious properties in and around South Africa. I think personally this is my most favorite part of the house. You can't help but actually be drawn to this as a centerpiece. You know, a house like this is really one of a kind. And we're gonna show you more of these kind of houses on the show, Luxury Zanzi Crips. And I'll always bring a close friend of mine and get their opinion, and that's what it's about.
This is the Podcast and Chill Network.